We're joined at this point by New York City liability and civil rights attorney Richard Bell, who specializes in police brutality and wrongful death cases. He's at richardcbellesq.com. Richard, what's next for police?
There's a variety of things that could happen to the cops. So the first thing is, very good, the cops were fired immediately. Very good for the public and the family. The next three things that could happen to the cops are, number one, the state can prosecute them in state court in a criminal action for either murder or manslaughter or endangering safety. Then the federal government has a right to come in also, and they can pursue what's called a federal civil rights action. And what that means is they would claim that Mr. Floyd was deprived of his Fourth Amendment right to unreasonable search and seizure and by excessive force. And the last thing, which would be the private action by the family, which are attorneys like me handle the civil case, and that would be for both the wrongful death and the violation of Mr. Floyd's civil rights by the police use of excessive force.
All right, so you brought up an interesting point then. You said, as we know, these police officers were fired immediately. The incident was Monday afternoon, evening-ish. They were fired by the middle of the day, Tuesday. Could they argue themselves, these four police officers, hey, where's our due process? How are we without a job, 12 hours later?
Okay, so good question. That aspect is the administrative process of the police department that fired them. And that certainly may be an argument for them about that administrative process, but that's completely separated from these criminal and civil actions I mentioned.
We're speaking with Richard Bell, New York City liability and civil rights attorney. We're talking about the George Floyd case from Minneapolis that unfolded Monday and Tuesday. What happens next? What would you expect we'd be watching for here, Richard?
Oh, for sure. The next thing, and this is just so tragic for the family that they have to go through this, because it was just disgusting what we all watched on that video. The next thing that should happen is the state's decision whether or not to prosecute these cops for, like I said, manslaughter, endangering the safety, use of the firearm. That would be the very next thing. And one of the interesting parts here is, and I can't tell you the law in Minnesota that's going to be implied, but because this varies throughout the country, but there is normally a duty to intervene by other officers when they see another officer using unreasonable force, and that it would be reasonable for them to intercede. And just based on the video, it's all we have right now, and it's incomplete, of course, for all the facts that we may get at a trial. But it certainly looks like the other policemen are seeing what clearly looks to us as excessive force, and no one did anything about it.
Right. Go back to the family for just a minute here. If they, in fact, file civil charges, or wrongful death, whatever the proper terminology is, what would they have to prove?
Okay, so they would bring a suit for both wrongful death and what's called a civil rights Section 1983 action, where he was deprived of his Fourth Amendment rights to not be unreasonably searched and seized. So what would they have to prove? They would have to prove that this death happened because the police were using excessive force under the circumstances. And it's always looked at in these cases what's reasonable from the perspective of the police officer at that time.
Thanks, Richard. Richard Bell specializes in police brutality and wrongful death cases as a lawyer in New York City. Again, his website, richardcbellesq.com.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.